My dearest, I must to the sea. I'm come now to bid thee adieu, but pray thee be constant to me, as I shall prove real and true. The wind and the storms may blow and make a tempestuous sea, but whithersoever I go, my heart it remaineth with thee. Dear Anthony, Susan replied, I love you with soul and with life, but I'm sure you are basely belied if you reckon to make me your wife. I'm told that you have a whole score of sweethearts, therefore 'tis in vain to think that you'll make me a whore, my credit to blemish and stain. He seemed as whore-helmed with care, and since by all that is good, the fowls that fly in the air, and fishes that swim in the flood, before that he proved a false lover to her that he had by the hands, no water the ocean should cover, nor green grass grow on the land. Then Susan began to look grave, and sorry for doubting his love, and modestly pardon did crave, persuaded he real would prove. Then after a glass of canary, and such as the house could afford, the seaman could no longer tarry, but kissed her and straight went aboard. Poor Susan for grief she did cry, to think that her sweetheart was gone, and left her to sigh and to die, in love and in sorrow alone. But thinking upon his returning to languish, she thought it in vain. Therefore she left off her fond mourning, expecting to see him again. But ere a month was overpast, the hopes of her marriage was gone, and sorrow her face did o'ercast. Her heart was as cold as a stone. A maid that was with her acquainted informed her of Anthony's life. Her shame and disgrace she prevented, and kept her from being his wife. A wife in Virginia he had, and three more in England and Wales. In Holland a fraud he did wed, a couple he married in Cales. But Anthony brave he was brisk, and passed for a bachelor still, and ready was for the next frisk, and women he had at his will. Then maids that are honest and chaste, and you that are light like the wind, and widows that still are confessed to ever be loving and kind, learn wisdom from what I have told, for words they are made but of air, a virtuous woman's worth gold, and men that are honest are rare.